Blessings in Jesus' name. Today's daily bread is from the book of Genesis, chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. And the title of today's daily bread is called, Don't Mess with God's Plans. Amen. Here we go. And Abram journeyed from there to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and stayed in Gerar. Now Abraham said of Sarah his wife, She is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, Indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also? Did he not say to me, She is my sister? And she herself said, He is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands, I have done this. And God said to him in a dream, Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart. For I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet. And he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours. So Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all his servants, and told all these things in their hearing. And the men were very much afraid. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, What have you done to us? How have I offended you that you have brought on to me? That you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin. You have done deeds to me that ought not be done. Then Abimelech said to Abraham, What did you have in view that you have done this thing? Amen for the Lord and his word. Don't mess with God's plans. I'm going to go to verse 7 when he says, let's go back to verse 6. And God said to him in a dream, Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. You see, God is the one. The Lord is the one who said, I withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Why? Because Sarah is to have a child by Abraham, not some other man. Amen. Don't mess with God's plans. This guy almost got his whole house taken out. Don't mess with God's plans. Children of God, be of good cheer. Because he has spoken a word over you, you are part of his plans. Anyone out there coming up against you, they're coming up against the Lord God and his plans. Don't mess with his plans. Pastor Tyron, signing off.